Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2254. Happiness is Chocolate by Adam Schell and Nicholas Kraft of livehappy.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, and welcome to another bonus Sunday episode. This is where I share an article from another podcast in our network to help you optimize your life. Today's post is coming from Greg of Optimal Relationships Daily, where you can hear articles to improve the many relationships in your life. So with that, here's his narration and commentary as we optimize your life.
Happiness is Chocolate by Adam Schell and Nicholas Kraft of livehappy.com. If you're staring at a map of Pennsylvania, which is exactly what Adam and I were doing a few months ago, you'll undoubtedly see a familiar word synonymous with happiness: Hershey. Who doesn't love chocolate? Through my own independent research, I have proven that it is physically impossible to frown while eating a Hershey's bar. The sweetest place on earth seemed like a necessary stop. We figured the chocolate community would be a great place to find happy people. We were 100% right, for 100% the wrong reasons. The real heart of Hershey, Pennsylvania, comes from the man for whom the area is named, Milton Hershey, and the community that has sustained his incredible gift of love. Perhaps due to their inability to have children, Milton and his wife founded the M.S. Hershey School, which today is the largest residential education institution in the United States. The school serves nearly 2,000 boys and girls, many of whom came to this school as a result of unfortunate life circumstances. When Mr. Hershey passed, he left his entire fortune to the school, and this trust also has controlling interest of the Hershey Company. Education was much more important to Milton than chocolate, and he wanted to make sure that the school flourished, even if the chocolate company did not. Although he passed away in 1945, Milton Hershey's spirit is still in the lifeblood of Hershey, Pennsylvania. Everyone we spoke with expressed a deep connection with the community, both with the school and through the mission of doing good and providing care to those who need it most. As Milton Hershey said, "One is only happy in proportion as he makes others feel happy." Our main contact in Hershey was Dr. Tom Davis, a retired plastic surgeon and Vietnam veteran who came to Hershey after returning from the war. Tom also seems to believe that one derives happiness from making others feel happy. He willfully went to Vietnam to provide medical care to his fellow Americans, and although he no longer practices in the States, he spends a few weeks out of the year traveling to developing nations to provide care for children in need. When we met Tom, he toured us through his home and showed off many of his medals, achievements, and accolades. It was a difficult time in America, and people were not necessarily kind to those of us returning from Vietnam, Tom remembered as he thumbed through photos of his time in the Army. When I came to Hershey, there was an American flag on every light pole, and people welcomed me in a way I had never experienced before. His eyes began to tear up as he told us, "I felt like I was home." Tom was giddy to drive us around town. It was hard to believe he did not grow up in Hershey. His energy and excitement for every building led us to believe that he had deep roots in the town. But he did not. Tom never married or had children. He was the only Davis in Hershey. But he felt a sense of belonging that I have never witnessed before. He, like so many, had adopted the entire town as their family. When he brought us to the school, he spoke about the grandfather program, which he founded. The program allows students and senior citizens to spend time together, reading, playing games, cooking, thus further increasing the strong ties in the community. We talked in the main lobby for a good amount of time, interviewing the staff, all of whom expressed just as much love and fulfillment from being part of the Hershey community as Tom. We eventually made our way over to a statue of Milton, where we asked Tom to read the inscription at the base. He had a hard time getting through it without choking up. "His deeds are his monument. His life is our inspiration." Hershey, Pennsylvania is a beautiful example of the power and importance of community. There is something self-sustaining about Hershey. When you hold acts of service up as one of the main pillars of your community, you create intricate and meaningful relationships that foster really beautiful lives. As an outsider who came into the community expecting nothing but sugar highs, I was at first pleasantly amused, but the more time I spent, the less I wanted to leave. I began to reflect on how uninvolved and detached I am from my own neighborhood, and how badly I wanted that to change. It's no secret that giving back is a tried and tested key to finding happiness, but spending time in Hershey was a great reminder of just how deep and meaningful that happiness is. Sweeter than chocolate, some might say. You just listened to the post titled, "Happiness is Chocolate," by Adam Schell and Nicholas Kraft of livehappy.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
A really wonderful read today, huh? Such great spirit in this post, a spirit which I'm sure transported many of us to simple times and easygoing places. Unfortunately, the sense of detachment one might not find in Hershey is becoming more and more common as we're all exposed to more reasons that make staying guarded and not trusting others too much seem like the right thing to do. You may very well experience this or live in a place where this is the norm. Places like Hershey may seem like a dream, right? Something unattainable. Just a reminder that communities are made up of people. It's not to say that transforming a whole community is easy or should necessarily be one's goal, but if this post took you to a place that you would like to be real, start making it real by challenging yourself to be the one who is open to others, of service to others, and willing to bring others together. Maybe this will cause a ripple effect into your whole town, or maybe it won't. But at the least, it will inspire those around you and give them and you more reason to believe in people and the value there is in coming together. You may not change the world, but no one's asking you to. You can, however, contribute good to the lives of those lucky enough to be around you. And it all starts with a choice to do so. And thanks so much to all of you for staying with me through this post and for helping make the OLD community a wonderful place. Surely many people come here to be inspired and to be part of something, and you are making it that much easier by showing up and supporting us. We are done for today, folks. I found this one to be particularly uplifting, and I hope you feel the same. Have a great start to your week, everyone, and be sure to catch us again tomorrow in the Tuesday show, where I'll have more content for you, this time from Keith Wilson of Keith Wilson Counseling, and where your optimal life awaits.